Keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Okay, this is Ralph Kermit Winterow II. I'm sitting in for John Stadtmiller. He's off today. And amazing information. This suit, first judge. I'm going to explain that in this next hour. And if anybody wants this information that's listening to the show, even though you're not a member of the list, you send me an email at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. irs@alaskaminuteman.com. It takes several posts because there's 59 attachments to this third amended complaint. All of these people can be sued if you get the documentation. I'm going to be getting the information out of Fort Worth, Texas. They have the archives there for the federal, for Texas, Oklahoma, say Louisiana. What's the other one? There's four of them down there. Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, I think it is. Over there at Fort Worth. They have stuff clear back in the just early 1800s. And I've got enough on the federal side to go after these United States District Courts. They're not constitutional courts at all. I can prove it. Absolutely. Public records. They print it. That's what's so astounding. But it's knowing where to go read, because they don't put this stuff all together. It's trying to have a story out of a book. But the stuff is, there's a piece over here, and there's a piece over here, and a piece over here. These guys have been working on this for a long time. I got another good saying that I like. Mark Twain. He said, in the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man, and brave, and hated, and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join in, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot. We got too much of that going on today. It costs. Our founding fathers lost their families, or businesses, farm, all kinds of stuff to give us what we have today. It's not easy standing up and fighting for what's going on, I guarantee you. And people break. You have to be in it for the right reasons. It can't be for the money. It has to be in it for the truth, fighting for your republic. And it's not an easy walk, I guarantee you. So, anyways, getting back to, I wanted to go over this briefly, this Constitution, several states, and I want to get into how you can, what's going on with the going after these judges. Why do we have the 16th Amendment? Why do we have the 17th Amendment? What changed in 1913 that was so drastic? Do you know that the real, we had a government of the United States. We have a constitution for the United States of America, the Articles of Confederation. It's still there. United States of America is still there. But there's a constitution of the United States for a more perfect union. So we had three separate branches and all of that. Why do we have the 16th and 17th Amendment? What happened then? From 1789 to 1913, the real party of interest is United States. If we have the government of the United States, then the real party of interest in the district courts of the United States ought to be just plain United States, right? It changed in 1913. Why? What happened in 1913? That was one of the banner years. Why did we have the 16th Amendment? Why did we have the 17th Amendment? 16th Amendment didn't change one freaking dang thing as to taxation, except it took away the apportionment to the, quote, several states. It didn't make taxes to you and me. Was it ever done properly? No, there's people that have validated that. But that is a side issue. It's not the root of the issue of the 16th Amendment. They had to take away the apportionment to the several states. Several states can't be defined. It's self-explanatory. So we had the 16th Amendment. We get around, we take out the apportionment to that. Well, now we got another problem. You see, our republic, the Constitution has two things in it, two parties. It's like a contract. There are the people of the several states, I'll call the citizens of the several states, but the people of the several states and the several states. There are only two parties in the Constitution of the United States. Now, if you're going to overthrow a, quote, government, you must eliminate those two. But you can't let the public, the people, figure out what you're doing. Well, the first one was a citizen of the United States. They did 14 Stat 27, 1866. That was to make everybody, but strictly for the Negroes, to have the same rights as a white citizen. They put it in the 14th Amendment. And then, of course, Congress, 2 years later, had an epiphany. Oh, you know, all you black folk, you give me the same as white folk. Yeah, we'll naturalize you. But we're not going to tell anybody about that. Shh. You never hear anybody. And that's naturalization. Everybody comes in as a citizen of the United States of America. And I've got many documents to prove it. Hasn't changed from 1789 to today. Citizen of the United States of America, then you become domiciled in one of the several states. That's when you get full civil rights and you get full political rights. You get the privileges and immunities of the citizens of the several states in Texas to be treated the same in civil rights in another state. It's in the Constitution. So why do they want the 17th Amendment? First of all, by then, we have got everybody believing you're a citizen of the United States, because you see what they did, and I actually found some cases. Our republic came from the colonies. 13 of them. They actually called them United States. They went from United Colonies to United States. In this transition, they established a constitution for the United States of America. And in that constitution for the United States of America, which is called the Constitution of the United States. It is not United States Constitution. Those two are nouns called the compounding of nouns, using as an adjective describing a constitution. It's not the U.S. Constitution. These lawyers that are in on the con know how to operate back and forth between the two. I guarantee you. So what do we find in the Constitution? It says, Article 1, Section 2, the House of Representatives shall be composed by members chosen every second year by the people of the several states. People of the several states. Doesn't say states. People of the several states. Well, we get these elections, we get everybody to be a citizen of the United States, so we've lost the representation, because you won't see that. They'll say citizen of the United States today, or there's a few say citizen of the United States of America, but that still won't get you past. You're supposed to be a citizen of one of the several states, citizen of Florida, citizen of Texas, whatever. So we get, that's the one side. So why did we have the 17th? Well, you go look at the 17th. And I found this in a case that was Adams versus Clinton, 90 F sup, F period SUPP 2D 35. It's 90 F period SUPP 2D 35. Means it's the United States District Court, not a District Court of the United States. This was done in 2000. They left out the word several in the 17th Amendment because the Senate, the legislature of the several states, were supposed to elect senators of the United States, because the senators of the United States are the representative of the states, so they're all equal. That's one of the things they're trying to get rid of, this Electoral College, because it still gives an advantage to the smaller states like Alaska, Nevada, and that on the number of electoral votes. Plus, you have the Electoral College sitting in the middle for these states to go off the rocket. If we do a straight popular vote, it's a democracy. We don't want a democracy. Mob rule. It's to make sure that these... That was one of the safeguards put in, that these big cities like New York and these other ones in California, these places that go off the rocker, where the populace, they get dumber to rock. So that we, the people that are sitting out in the hinterlands here, don't get screwed. Lose our republic. Mob rule. Can't have it. So anyway, why is the 17th then? So what they did... They left out the word several. Go look at the 17th Amendment. There's no word several. Do you think those people that wrote the 17th Amendment, do they not know that we had the several states? Of course not. So why did they leave out the word several? Because you can take the word state, S-T-A-T-E, and you can redefine it as a term, like in the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, which says state means a state of the United States and the District of Columbia. Hello! We're just exactly like D.C. State of the United States. There are no elections. It's an amazing read. If you haven't read it, probably haven't. Unless you do legal research, and I'm not trying to say... Anybody that thinks they know all this stuff they think they're so dang smart, you just... You better put your pride to thing, because I tell you what, I've changed directions at the things that I thought I knew that weren't so many times. I prove it. I want to see the writing. I want to see the documents. And what's amazing is they're there. This is found in, let me get down here where it is so I get it exactly right. It's in a 185. ALR, which is the American Law Review. And if you haven't seen it, send me an email at irs@alaskaminuteman.com and I'll read it. And you know what it says? The 10th Amendment don't have one freaking damn thing to do with the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. A citizen of the United States has got nothing. A citizen of the United States has nothing to do with the 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment says there are two parties, and what's not granted is reserved. And a citizen of the United States don't have anything to do with the 10th Amendment? What the hell is going on? You can't make this stuff up. We have 12 organic amendments to the Constitution of the United States. 1 through 10 of the Bill of Rights, and 11 and 12. 13 and up is for citizens of the United States. The 15th Amendment on right to vote, they got one damn thing to do with the elective franchise. Supreme Court said so. All this says is you can't discriminate. So I show up at a building, you can't have the Black Panthers or the white supremacists or whatever flavor of nonsense you want out there saying you can't go in the building. But the two is entitled to go inside, called the elective franchise, and the right of suffrage is only if you're a citizen of one of the several states, where you have a right to vote for the type of government that you have as a qualified elector. Three separate branches and all that stuff. And they have to get around and be do oaths of office as public officers, of oaths of office as officers of the United States and all that. They have to say, we're going to do the law. What a novel idea. There's nobody home. That's why they did the 17th Amendment. Because they redefined state. So now the several states is not a party to the Constitution. It's still there. But when you go vote for, quote, senators, you're not voting as one of the citizens of Texas. You're voting as a citizen of the United States. And they got rid of the House of Representatives because it says people of the several states. Well, the people of the several states, sure, the hell is not citizen of the United States. It's a citizen of Texas. You think these are minor things? This is the root of our republic. We're under the plenary power of Congress, and Congress is not supposed to have police power. But how do they get us? Because we keep signing up. Because that's all they offer. So what happened then? Guess it's amazing. Because the Westlaw, from 1789 to 1913, the real party of interest of the government of the United States was, quote, United States, or the United States, always. After 1913, it changed to United States of America. You know why? Because we reverted back to the Articles of Confederation. Because the two parties to the Constitution, the people of the several states and the legislatures of the several states, they're gone right now. They're not putting in. Those senators and representatives are not under the republic. The two parties are gone. That's why when I found this National Voter Registration Act, it said the 10th Amendment doesn't have anything to do with citizens of the United States. It's not unconstitutional to have citizens of the United States vote because the 10th Amendment doesn't mean anything anymore. Really? I thought, when was the 10th Amendment overturned? I didn't know it was repealed. Did you? You can't make this stuff up. Except it explains what the hell is going on. So the question becomes, which is what I have been so frustrated with, which I know a lot of other people are. You go find they don't have the proper oath of office as a public officer. They can't get the 41 words right like in Alaska. They have no civil commission, even though the Constitution for the state of Alaska, which is smoke, and the statutory law says it has to exist. I got a letter from the state of Alaska. It says, oh, we don't do civil commissions. Well, who in the hell are these judges? Guess what? They have no office because the Alaska Bar Association in 1974 says we are making administrative districts. The law side is third district. The administrative stuff is the Alaska, a third judicial district, and they're under the Alaska Bar Association. And they get all these attorneys to sign up under the Alaska Bar. Rule 5, Rule 64, and a BS oath. They can't do constitutional law. Rex Butler, a Negro. I had several attorneys help me when I was researching all this out long back in the 90s. Back in a minute.
nobody of it is worth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, well, we're back here. This is Ralph Kermit Winter II. I'm sitting in for John Stattmiller, and we're going to get to the real point of the show here yet. Tom in Florida, you got a question or comment on what we're talking about?
Yeah, Ralph, I got something for you. I'll tell you about the real conspiracy, the biggest conspiracy. But I think I can remember. I believe you might agree with this. And this is going to immigration because 60 years ago, a president named David Dwight Eisenhower ended his operation, which was Operation, you know what it was. I'm sure you do, Ralph, don't you?
Okay, so go ahead. What's your point of what you're trying to talk about here?
Let me get to my point. My point is this. 60 years later, we got 27 million illegals in this country. We got almost 7 million in California. You're talking about the Electoral College and the popular vote. Well, guess what? That was a state of Ronald Reagan. Now, you probably couldn't get elected as a dog catcher if you're Republican in California. In some areas, forget it. The point I'm making is, you want to talk about conspiracies, and we're talking about all the different things you talk about, IRS and government, all that. Look at the conspiracy of the illegal invasion, how much money it's costing American taxpayers through health, through like Trump, he wants to put a 5% tariff. Why wasn't that thought of ago? Why wasn't that done 60 years ago? When David Dwight Eisenhower spent multiple millions of dollars, deported 2.5 million illegals out of here.
Okay,
under his operation in a 3-year period. So why wasn't that implemented back? Why is it?
Well, I can tell you why. We got a whole bunch of corrupt politicians. Eisenhower was not a good guy, amongst many other ones. So the bottom line is, we got somebody that's fighting. And what I want to have time today is to tell people how to get information, how to get in the fight, too. Because you have to have facts, you have to have knowledge, and the wisdom to go use it. And
okay, Ralph.
Yeah, look, I know all this stuff happened back then, and I know Trump is fighting, but he's trying to do it now, but it's not easy because nobody wants to help him. The Republicans are against him. The Democrats are the part in the Satan. So if you got another short comment, because like I say, I want to get into the office here.
Yeah, I do. Trump is hitting on the terrorists, Ralph, and I'll let you go in a minute, but he's hitting up on the terrorists. What about the money that's being remittances? Why doesn't he charge like 30-40% on that? Anytime you send a dollar, it's going to take 30 cents out of every dollar you send back
down to
America.
All those are good things, but let me get back to it. But anyway, thanks for calling. I'm going to get back to this other here, because... stay current, because we got a lot of things that have happened in the past that it's hard to judge. We don't have enough facts to start judging all these people. I've learned a long time ago. We don't have enough facts even to keep up with the current events. Anyways, what I want to get to is, since 1913, the United States of America has been the real party of interest instead of the United States. Who in the hell are those people? I have 110 cases I found, public record in Pacer. I put it into a public record, summed it up. You can see it if you want it. Just email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. The United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Does that not ring? Is there something wrong with that statement? United States of America is a sovereign body politic? Who the hell are they? Any thing that happens, any case in the United States district courts, not district courts of the United States, will always be United States of America. You will never see United States anymore since 1913. Because the two parties of the Constitution were not there. The several states no longer elect senators. The legislatures don't. And the citizens of the several states no longer do the House of Representatives. That happened in 1913. Okay? So what else is really crazy? In 1934... Let me bring up the thing on it. 1934, which is what we're going to get out of the archives. The Constitution of the United States says all judicial power of the United States. And it says in all cases, law and equity. Has Article 3 been changed? No. It says it says in Article 3... It says, the judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court, and in such inferior courts as Congress may from time to time ordain or establish. It's got to be judicial power of the United States, because it says and. So what'd they do in 1948? They created a whole new system. But before they could do it, they had to do one thing before that. They had to get rid of law and equity. Because the next part, Section 2, says the judicial power shall extend to all cases in law and equity arising under this Constitution, laws of the United States, and treaties. Oh, I guess I hear the music again. Golly gee whiz, are we going on a break again? Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, this is Ralph on Winter Road. I'm sitting in for John Stoutmiller, and I want to get to the core of this thing. There's so much to this, but I'm trying to get it simplified down, kind of give you an overview of some of the things to get people's interest, to get on the IRS at AlaskaMinuteman.com. Get on the list, $250, or if you can't afford it, email me and tell me why you can't. But today, if you want to see... we are suing a judge, and I say we, Dave Gladnato is suing a judge in Dillingham. I'm going to get to this before we get through this show yet today. And it's important. You can go after these folks if you know what you're doing. It's all there. So anyways, in 19, let me bring this up. They had to get rid of the District Court of the United States, which was under the Judiciary Act of 1789, the Constitutional Court. We had to get rid of it, but we had to do something else before that. We had to get rid of law and equity. That's in the Article 3 of the Constitution of the United States, Sections 1 and 2. Section 2 says all cases, law and equity. Has it been appealed? No. Still there. Has there been amendment? No. Well, what happened to it? Where did it go? Let me bring up the thing here. I'm trying to find the attachment here on that. It happened in 1934. And they just made this, Congress just made this up. I say, you just, it's hard to believe that, golly, I can't find it. Where did I put that? Well, let me go into the thing here. Because I don't do scripted shows. I do them ad hoc. I'll find it just 1 second here. I'll read it. Because that's so important. Because it has to do with this whole overthrow. When I first found this, is the civil rules in 1934. They did away with law and equity, and in 1940 they did the criminal. And here it is. It's in 48 stat 1064. 48 stat 1064. And it talks about, we are going to make rules of court. And they're going to take effect, it says, 6 months after promulgation, and thereafter all laws in conflict therewith shall be of no further force and effect. And they hold the right of trial by jury inviolate. That's it. There's no laws in effect anymore since this thing in civil. And what do we have in this place? It's called substantive rights. What the heck is substantive rights? Those are rights that are based on statute, constitution, but you have to go prove it, and it's up to the discretion of the judge. There's no real definition of it. I've searched all through Westlaw. It doesn't exist. So do I have a substantive right? Well, I don't know. This judge says, well, I don't know. Did you know that you have this constitutional right? If you don't plead it and don't ask for it and can't prove it, you don't get it. That's, everything is upside down. I'm not supposed to have to prove this damn stuff. You're supposed to be the independent judge that's learned in the law and enforcing it. No, I have to be able to know that it exists and be able to plead it, and then hopefully the judge is still discretionary. They did this in 1934. And 4 years later, they made the rules of court called the Federal Civil Rules of Procedure. Black and white. And that's what I got this information out of the archives. It's out of Texas. I got the information from her. I had this. I didn't know technically that that's when law and equity ended because I couldn't prove it. But I'm going to get the briefing, and I'm going to have the absolute document proof. Not only of when they went from statutes of the United States to the early 1900s, then we went to laws of the United States of America, then we went to public law. I'm going to have all that documented with documents. So the key is now, without time that I got left here, I want to get to how we go after judges. And if you want to see this lawsuit, send me an email at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. It's got 59 attachments. It takes quite a few emails to get posted. What's the key? Well, I have the English common law in America. The first time it was ever adopted comes out of Giles Jacobs, 1791 and 1810, Tomlin, a guy named Tomlin did it. 6 volumes I got. I scanned them all. They're available. What is the key called an office? I've known this for a long time. The problem is I've had all these pieces, but I couldn't put them together and make them work and prove it. It says, it is said that the word officium principally implies a duty, and in the next place, the charge of such duty, and that it is a rule that where one man, this is the key, one man hath to do with another's affairs against his will and without his leave. Okay, against his will and without his leave, which means our permission, that is an office, and he who that is in it is an officer. By the ancient common law, officers ought to be honest men, legal, and sage, smart. We don't have any, very few honest men anymore in there. But the office. So how do I use that? I've known about it. I've had that for, oh gosh, back in the 90s when I bought these books trying to figure out what the English common law is, because they don't tell you what it is. They're not going to tell us this stuff. Well, what I found is in office. None of these folks, because if you go to try to sue them, I've tried different things. Oh, you don't have an oath of office as a public officer. You don't have the civil commission. And what do? They just bluff you off. They say, oh, yeah, we don't have this. But they use what's called the de facto doctrine. Well, okay, we just don't have all of it. But, you know, it would screw up all the civil rulings and all the criminal rulings. And, okay, so we don't have the proper documentation. But blink, blink, wink, wink, it's okay. And you can't get them to do nothing. Been there and done that. Because I guess, well, golly, if I don't have a driver's license, you won't haul me off to jail. Or if I don't have this business license, you put me out of business. But if you don't have the stuff, and you guys are supposed to be an independent judge, and you don't have the oath of office as a public officer, why is it important to have them? Because it is our contract with them, because we are allowing them to do our business without our permission. Would you hand over your bank account to somebody else without a contract to make sure that he was going to handle your money right? Would you hand over your life, liberty, and property? It's the oath of office as a public officer, and they got to have a proper civil commission signed and sealed, or a certificate of election, to make sure they're honest. And then the ones that are not judges are supposed to have their official bond, their own stuff put up. So that if they don't, they lose their stuff, their house, whatever. We don't have none of that. So how do we go about suing these people? Okay, in the state of Alaska, 3rd District, it's still in the code. There's nobody home. The Alaska Bar created a 3rd Judicial District called Administrative Districts. And they use a seal over there, and they're all bound to stick there. They can't get into the constitutional side. If they do, they'll lose their bar card. Rex Butler told me this. He said, it's up to you, the people. He wouldn't tell me why, but he said, I can't do constitutional law. Every one of them does it. So how is it on the federal side? They create the United States District Court. And it's exercising judicial power of a district court. Judicial power of a district court is what? The Constitution only allows Congress to make courts that exercise the judicial power of the United States. What's that mean? It means that the judicial power, that branch, this authority, arises under the Constitution. It comes from, that's why they say arising under. So then the next thing that I was looking for, well, what the heck is judicial power of a district court then? What are they doing there? That's what they did in 1948. So I went through, and sure enough, it's there. You just have to look for it. The judge, if he's acting for the judicial power of a district court, he's acting for the court. I didn't realize that the court was part of this situation. He's acting on behalf of that court, because it says it in Article in 28 U.S.C. 132 C, judicial power of a district court exercised by a single judge. You know what that is? He's acting on behalf of the court. One, that court, which says before all rule, order, or regulation, or some damn thing like bylaw. Bylaw, which is nonsense, rule or order. What the hell is going on here? Judicial power of a district court? He's acting on behalf of the court. What is that? And I can prove this stuff now. Now that I've John Thornton in Minnesota that's been through it. He's now broke and went to the other side, but we've got all the stuff out in writing. It's called a Star Chamber Court out of merry old England, which is what the Magna Carta was about, to get rid of that Star Chamber. Well, guess what? In these states and federal courts, you have variations of a Star Chamber Court. What is a Star Chamber Court? Number one, it's called the Cruel Trilemma. Number one, we're supposed to have the right against self-incrimination. They get you to incriminate by getting you off premise with IRS and doing depositions and books and records and all that. You can't ask them questions. They actually say it's an inquisition. An inquisition is where that person is doing law and fact, and you can't challenge them. So they get you depositions. They do it in reduced to judgment cases. IRS, we've won one of those, never been done before. They get you off, and they depose you. They get the answers they want, and the second part of the cruel trilemma, it must be under the penalties of perjury. So when they get you off premise, books and records, or deposition, they get you under the penalties of perjury. They're setting you up. And the third one is contempt. If you don't give them the answers, they will find you in contempt, or they will take your property. They take property away from people in United States District Courts, which is nothing but a star chamber, with no sworn testimony in open court, and you lose, and you don't even know how it's done. So what's the key? Office. They have no damn office exercising the judicial power of the United States, because the seal, United States District Court on the federal side, 132, you know what it says? That judicial power of a district court comes from the territory of Hawaii, and it's done by accepted practice. I kid you not. Accepted practice is the authority. They combined all of the district courts in the territories and the possessions in D.C. and the several states and just made them all the same. There's no authority, and this says it comes out of the territory of Alaska by accepted practice. So they have no office, because the everything in a federal United States District Court on the civil side has to have a seal. That establishes that court's jurisdiction and authority for personal jurisdiction over you. And you got to be a citizen of the United States. You know, it's a felony to claim to be a citizen of the United States under 18 U.S.C. 911. You can't prove it. You put your status in, which I've done, that you're a citizen of Alaska or a citizen of Texas, and it's self-authenticating under Evidence Rule 901, number 7. They can't challenge it. I've had my Social Security when they was taking money out of that, 15% quit. But anyway, getting back to this, the key is, if there is no office, has to be created by one of two things, the Constitution of the United States or the Constitution and the legislature. If that office, that's where we give them the power over our life, if that isn't created there, and it will not exist, it's going to take some work. They've changed it back in the 50s, 60s, or 70s, somewhere. Just like in Alaska, just like the federal, they did it in 48. They got rid of Law and Equity in 1934, and they got rid of the District Court of the United States. It's still there. Just nobody knows how to, nobody uses it. Which I'm trying to gain access to it now. We'll see. So the bottom line is, if there is no office, then you can't have a de jure officer with no qualifications, even though he doesn't have the oath and civil. You can't have a de facto. De facto office is the one they want to hide under. You can't have a de facto officer if there is no de jure constitutional office where we the people said in the Constitution or the legislature it exists. And they don't. I don't know the rules between the good and evil, between God and the thing, but I can tell you on everything, the evil side can't use the good side. They always have to change it unequivocally. They always change the capitalization. They always change the name of the courts. It's always changed without exception. So you have to research it out. So when you can prove that judge, whatever, however, is doing it, or the seal or the name or the whatever, however they do it in your state, he has no office, then under the Supreme Court has held you, he has its clear absence of all jurisdiction, and that, quote, judge is not a judge, and you can sue him or her, because they must have the authority existing in the law Even though they say, oh, I don't have the oath, I don't have the civil command, you know, just all this, you know, I just don't know why I didn't do it, but I didn't do it. Please forgive me. There must be an office. You find the office, and then you find out where these guys are operating today. And they are not there. They have to be outside of that. As soon as you can conclusively prove that and put it into evidence in a complaint, and you put the attachments in, because the attachments, especially the public record, they stand as self-authenticating. Now we're going to see what they do. Because then you can sue anything. There are no public officers in any of the several states. Why? There is no elections for them. It's under the National Voter Registration Act. Back in a minute.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, we're back for the final little bit here, and you know what I can't believe, and I haven't found it. I can't conclusively say that it hasn't, but the United States District Court and the doing away with law and equity in 1934, I can't find any cases. I'm going to do a little more broader search. I can't find where anybody's ever challenged this. Why the hell is going on? In Alaska, nobody's ever taken on our courts that they created administrative districts. Under the bar, we got a judge up here. Quote, judge. We challenged her on this. You know what she said? She said, I'm an undersigned jurist. I signed legal documents. I got a law degree. And to the hell with you, I don't need that oath of office as a public officer and in civil commissioners without merit. And she signed it. That's how confident they are that they got this thing nailed down. Well, the only way, and I guarantee you, I've been doing this a long time, and I got this in this brief. If you email me, you can see it yourself. If there is no office under the Constitution or the legislature, they're outside, guaranteed, absolutely, they can't operate on both sides, then you can sue them. But boy, it's not going to be an easy one, because this one over here in Dillingham, we're taking on the Alaska Bar. Now we're taking on the state of Alaska. And they've already tried to do a procedural thing. We filed a third amended complaint Friday. The answer wasn't due until Tuesday, and they didn't put it in PACER. So they let them go ahead and file in the motion to dismiss because they didn't want to see the third amended complaint. Then they backdated the other one. Well, wait, that's just procedure. They don't want to answer the real complaint with the attachments. Because once you file a complaint, you got 20 days to amend it if they don't file an answer. And we were ahead of that. They're trying to do, they always use procedure. They never want to get to the merits of the case. Guaranteed. So this is going to be a real pissing match. Okay, I didn't see it. Okay, call. Go ahead. Question, comment.
Hello, Ralph.
Yo, that's me.
Okay, hey, I just want to make a quick statement. Your attorney, I don't know who he was, and is he still around? Huh?
I don't do attorneys. It's bad for your health.
I said the attorney that you talked about a while ago that told you that they don't work in the organic system, that it's up to the people.
That's Rex Butler, a Negro. He's very, very well known in Alaska. Go ahead.
Okay, well, you need to go shake his hand, because he didn't tell you the whole story, but there's more to that story, and he just left it off. He left it for the people to figure out. But it has to do with inheritance. And that's where the answer is. So that's about pretty much all I got to say. But if you want to understand this completely, I'm going to be on RBN sometime. I don't know whenever John calls me up and wants me to be on the program. I'm going to be on there, and I'm going to be talking about this issue of how to get around it and how the people can overcome this de facto system.
Have you filed any cases yet in court?
Yeah, and I had some victory.
Okay,
on it.
Send me a federal case. I want to look. I'm a non-believer. I'm not saying what you're saying is not true.
Yeah.
I don't believe anybody till I can look at some documents. So send me an email at IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com of what you're doing, and I'll definitely take a look. Okay.
Okay. We'll talk at you.
Yep. Bye. I'm open to anything, but I don't believe anything. I even check my own stuff. I'm getting into the Federal Court of Claims, and I am tearing my own stuff apart.
Well, I tripped on it.
Okay, well, like, send me the stuff. I want to see evidence, okay?
All right, talk to you.
Yeah, great. Well, it sounds like we're out of time. I hope you enjoyed the show and got something out of it. If you want to get a hold of me, IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com. If you want to see some real stuff, it'll shock the hell out of you. And y'all have a good day. And God willing, you'll see me Sunday if you listen Sunday.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the